a lot of times it's good to get them out of the ground so they don't rot in the ground. And there were some that, hey, they had cracked because of our, you know, previous dry weather, and then suddenly got really wet. And so they kind of slow down growing, then they start up growing again, they crack, and then rot gets in, so we lose them. So if we leave them in the ground for too long, then we lose more potatoes. So what people can do is actually throw, even if they don't feel like they can harvest their potatoes yet, dig stuff up, they can cut off the old stems and then cover the bed with a piece of plastic. That helps the soil dry out a bit and starts to toughen up the skins for better storage. You know, more and more are doing that. Commercially, they actually burn off the field, I guess, or mow it off again before, you know, like a week or two before they dig the potatoes.
Is there an outward sign or a visible sign of the potato plant that would indicate that maybe now is time or past time to be digging up the potatoes?
Well, if the leaves are starting to turn yellow, yes, that would be an indication. I mean, again, it depends on variety, and it depends on how early or late the potatoes were planted. So, I mean, if the plants are still bright green, look like they're still growing very nice and healthy, should be able to leave them in the ground. But the other thing is really, you know, dig a hill and see what they look like, see what condition they're in, so that if you happen to hit some that are not in great shape, then maybe it's time to get them all out of the ground. If they all look good, then just dig what you need to eat for, you know, week by week, and leave them in the ground until the plants, you know, we may or may not get a frost that's going to kill them back at some point in September or October. Some years we do and some not.
And when you pull out the potato, is there something that's going to tip you off right away and say, this is too long, I waited too late?
If you see this cracking, and the cracking is very common in potatoes. I mean, and again, it's kind of variety dependent too. Some don't crack, but having, you know, it was fairly dry early in the summer. June and July were pretty good. But then once we hit August and the rain started and we get new growth, that's when they crack. And so that's one indication it's time to get them out of the ground. And the other thing is, if folks have scab, I have potato scab in my ground too. So the longer we leave scabby potatoes in the ground, the more likely they are to get infected with other bacterial rot also. I mean, we can peel the scab off and eat the potatoes. But if they get infected with some other bacterial rot, then we've got a problem, and then we lose the potatoes. So that's, again, and if we're going to be storing these things, we want to use up the damaged or infected potatoes and only store the best. And bring them indoors, dry them out in a dark place, put them on newspaper, on cardboard, make sure they don't get light on them so they start to turn green. And then they develop bitterness and, you know, cyanide precursor, which is not very tasty.
Oh, yeah. You want to keep them dark and dry.
Dark, yes. Dark and dry. And then if we're going to store them in, say, paper bags in a cardboard box in as cool a conditions above freezing as possible.
I may be remembering wrong, but didn't you say something in previous seasons about the issues in later seasons from potato scab, and that you might want to rotate other crops or other vegetables into those particular areas instead of planting potatoes in the same exact spot year after year?
Definitely. Yeah, you don't want to do it over and over again. Unfortunately, potato scab doesn't go away by itself. You know, even leaving it clean or with no potatoes growing in that bed for 5 years. And I did that. I dug up a bed that had been pretty much just weeds for about 4 or 5 years, and there's lots of scab still in the soil. It survives in the soil for a long time. So you don't want to use your own scab-infected potatoes for seed for next year. That's the other reason to try to use new certified seed. And the only real way of getting around it, or getting around not having scab, is to grow scab-resistant varieties. And again, that's usually listed in catalogs, and you can look that up on the web too. Improving our drainage, extra sand in the soil so it isn't so wet all the time helps, you know, and our high organic soils tend to increase the chances for scab. Don't want to use manure. Again, manure, the extra organic matter, helps to stimulate scab also.
Any other soil additive or any other vegetable crops that might cleanse the soil of any potato scab?
Well, there, scab is somewhat pH-dependent also in places like Idaho, in dry areas that have alkaline soils like Idaho, the drier areas, and you know, where they grow this classic potato that is, you know, russet potatoes that are used for McDonald's French fries everywhere. They don't normally get scab, but russet potatoes are also by themselves usually scab resistant. But that high pH, like 7, 7.5, can help. So there's a range. They say if you can keep your potatoes really acid, but I mean you can grow them in almost pure muskeg, which is really acid, like pH 3.5 to 4, and you can still get scab. So it's a difficult situation. You know, you can add lots of lime. If you can get the pH up high enough, you have to potentially reduce the scab potential, but how much does it take? It would take a lot of lime.